Subheading: Until the Day of Jesus Christ. Reasoning further on these matters, at Philippians 1:6, Paul referred to the day of Jesus Christ in relation to the completion of a work that began in the first century. In context, the apostle wrote, "For I am confident of this very thing, that he who started a good work in you will carry it to completion until the day of Jesus Christ." Of course, the first century Christians in Philippi, to whom Paul addressed his letter, will not be alive on earth during the day of Jesus Christ. The good work that was started by Jesus and carried on by the apostles and original disciples, and which has continued down through the centuries up until the present moment, will continue on only until the day of Jesus Christ. This indicates that the day of Jesus is the completion of the work of building and developing the world-ruling congregation of holy ones. In view of the foregoing, it ought to be apparent that Christian evangelism and the calling and choosing of the sons of the kingdom will not characterize the day of Jesus Christ. Rather, the day of the Lord is the complete accomplishment and subsequent cessation of that work. That being the case, although the apostolic writings do not directly connect the parousia and the day of Jesus Christ, as indicated in the previously cited verses in connection with the presence of Christ, the presence is also portrayed as the complete culmination of the Christian era, not merely another drawn-out phase of evangelizing and disciple-making. However, the writings of the Apostle Paul do make a connection between the revelation of Jesus and the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. At 1 Corinthians 1:7-9, Paul wrote, "While you are eagerly waiting for the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ, he will also make you firm to the end, that you may be open to no accusation in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you were called into a sharing with his Son Jesus Christ, our Lord." To emphasize the point, the verse shows that Christians are to be made firm to the end. The end being variously described as both the revelation of Jesus and the day of Jesus. However, in the previously aforesighted verse at 1 Thessalonians 3:13, Paul similarly exhorts the brothers to remain unblameable and firm to the end. But instead of using the expression apocalypsis, or day of Jesus Christ, the apostle used parousia instead. Again, this indicates that the terms are more or less interchangeable, and that the day of Jesus Christ is the termination of the long period when Christians with the heavenly hope will no longer be under scrutiny as to their worthiness of attaining to their calling. The presence, revelation, or manifestation of Christ will mean that Christians are no longer required to wait in faith. The parousia is when those who have been called into a sharing with the Son of God will at that time either be rejected as unfaithful or be fully accepted into the kingdom of heaven, and hence open to no accusation in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Since Satan the devil is the accuser of our brothers, who accuses them night and day before Jehovah up until he is forever banished from the face of God and forcibly hurled down from heaven, the day of Jesus Christ must commence after the accuser is thrown down to the earth, and that is why the chosen ones are no longer open to any further accusations by the devil, because he will no longer have access to heaven to accuse them before God. Even given the fact that there is not any significant difference between the Greek terms discussed, what scriptural proof is there that the heavenly Christ will at some point become visibly manifest to mere earthlings?